Welcome to Countdown to Kickoff here on WAER.
Across the 10 to the 5, still on his feet, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Syracuse.
Battle straightaway free, sinks it. Tyus Battle is 5 for 5. The freshman is on fire.
Pass in front to Evans. Oh, what a shot and a goal. Behind the back by Jordan Evans.
Welcome back to the double overtime here on WAER.
The greatest stories from America's greatest college sports station. It's time for the best of WAER Sports Podcast.
If you follow Syracuse athletics, you might refer to yourself as a fan. But would you refer to yourself as a super fan? WAER's Connor Morissette, he has a conversation with super fan Neil Gold, the man who travels to every Syracuse basketball game.
Many Syracuse fans might not know Neil Gold, but if you've ever spent extended time inside the Carrier Dome during basketball season, you definitely recognize him.
We moved here probably about 6 years ago now, but even before we moved, I was going to as many games as I could, and it was pretty much all of them.
Gold is the man you see sitting courtside at every SU game, both home and away.
I'm living the dream.
Over the years, he's seen some magical performances.
There's one a couple of years ago, we were at Pittsburgh.
He gets the inbound into Ennis with 2 seconds.
And Tyler Ennis hit a shot at the buzzer, half court, pretty much.
Ennis at the buzzer. Good! Tyler Ennis at the buzzer. Syracuse wins 58-56.
Another memory comes from that same season.
The first game we played against Duke at Syracuse was a tremendously great game.
Duke, a long inbound, up ahead to Suleiman. He two to shoot. Here's a three ball. Got it! We're going to overtime! Rashid Suleiman ties it up at the buzzer!
So that stands out, and we won that game.
Suleiman bounces to Cook. A three. Missed it! Syracuse wins! The Orange stays undefeated with a 91-89 win over Duke.
Gold, of course, has great postseason memories as well.
Obviously, the block in the NCAA National Championship game, Hakeem Warrick.
Kansas has a shot. Miles to the right side. Heinrich to the top of the key. Heinrich with 4 seconds. Gives it up corner. Lee shot blocked. They have less than a second to go.
You know that ball's going in if he doesn't block it.
But some of Gold's favorite postseason memories occurred just a season ago.
Last year, the two games in Chicago that got us into the Final Four, first against Gonzaga.
Syracuse still dancing and dancing to the Elite Eight, a 63-60 win over Gonzaga.
Especially the second one against Virginia, which I think we had a glimpse of the coaching genius of Jim Boeheim that won those games.
It's no good. The Orange Miracle is complete. Syracuse erases a 16-point deficit and is headed to the Final Four.
Gold's passion and love for Syracuse basketball can't be denied, which is why I was a little bit surprised when he told me this.
This is going to be the first game in many, many, many years that I'm going to miss.
While hopping on a plane to Florida and escaping the Syracuse winter may be enticing for many Central New Yorkers, that's not the case for Gold. If Syracuse is playing, there's truly no place he'd rather be.
From the minute the whistle blows on the last game of the season to the first practice, I can't wait for basketball. I love it.
The Syracuse University men's basketball team is known for producing some spectacular freshmen throughout the years. Hakeem Warrick, Johnny Flynn, Carmelo Anthony, Jerry McNamara, and that just names a few recent freshmen. And the latest addition to that list could be Taurean Thompson. WAER's Paul Mancano, he has the story on how Taurean Thompson made his way to the Salt City.
A 6'10", 225-pound college athlete can be pretty intimidating, right?
Innately, he's not a physical person. He's a very quiet, sensitive kid.
Well, he probably has a pretty strong personality. After all, he is a Division I basketball player.
Quiet in school, by nature, not an aggressive person.
Well, is there anything else about him that's out of the ordinary?
He didn't have a cell phone.
What high school kid nowadays doesn't have a cell phone? Meet Taurean Thompson, the most enigmatic newcomer to college basketball. And as Hall of Fame high school coach Bob Hurley will tell you, Thompson has the potential to be a star at Syracuse.
The player he's developing, becoming, was intriguing. We saw that there was a lot of potential.
Thompson's path to Syracuse is no more ordinary than anything else about him. It started at Coach Hurley's legendary St. Anthony's High School in New York, where he showed a sweet shooting stroke, uncommon for young big men.
He liked facing the basket, shooting the ball. I think he always envisioned himself someplace in there as a big guard.
Thompson's rise through the ranks seemed inevitable, until a broken foot sidelined him for his entire sophomore season.
Sophomore year was a real setback. But when he came back as a junior, as a young, developing big kid, I think he had a pretty good junior year.
Just as Thompson was poised to make a jump his senior year, he defied expectations again, transferred out of St. Anthony's, and moved up to New Hampshire. Coach Hurley says that doesn't happen very often.
Very few kids have ever left St. Anthony's. And when he left, it was confusion and some surprise because we had put so much time in and he had developed so much.
Thompson landed at another high school basketball powerhouse, Brewster Academy, a boarding school that produced the likes of Chris McCullough and C.J. Fair. There, Coach Jason Smith said he worked with Thompson on his inside game.
After we politely recommended for him to get his butt inside a little bit more frequently, he did so. He consistently would make 15 to 17 foot jump shots and finished very well around the rim.
While Smith said Thompson got along well with his teammates, he also made some unlikely friends within the Brewster community in just 1 year there.
One of the maintenance workers this morning commented that he saw that Taurean played well this week, and I think that says a lot about Taurean as a kid. You know, he was somebody that really people genuinely cared for and liked having as a member of our community.
Not even Thompson's recruitment was typical. He didn't decide on Syracuse until this past July. Many thought it would take Thompson plenty of time before he could contribute to Coach Jim Boeheim's squad. Wrong again.
Howard pushes the pace. Thompson from three-point range, and he's got it! First career three-pointer for Taurean Thompson. He's feeling it going down the court. Thompson has 17.
Thompson has already found a spot in the rotation. And though he failed to be aggressive in high school, he's already starting to flip the script at SU.
He dumps it to Taurean Thompson down low, working on his defender, backing him down and just slams it home. Powerful play from Taurean Thompson, the freshman.
And as for being a weak defender, Thompson's working on shaking off that label as well.
Just everything defensively I was trying to improve on. Ultra shots, cutoff passing lanes on my length, and then make the right rotations.
While Thompson's past has been fascinating to follow, the best could be yet to come. Paul Mancano, WAER Sports.
You've been listening to the best of WAER Sports Podcast. Find a full broadcast schedule at our website, WAER.org, and follow us on Twitter at WAER Sports.